you're about to hear some extraordinary music from some ordinary people that you might see in your midst as you're going by. We're going to begin with a song, and then we'll get to know all three of these guys as we go forward. Here is Big Blitz.
We'll be right back.
Big Blitz. There they are. And why don't you grab this microphone here? You can grab yours so we can meet each of you. And we'll start with Lucas, if my memory is right. We have two Sieselskis here, so I only have one last name. Well, another last name with the drummer. Lucas, tell me a little bit about, well, first, what was the song you just played?
Yeah, that one was called Dance, and it's actually off of our very first EP we ever put out. It's a real old one for us. And that was one of the songs that we'd play back when we were pretty much just playing kind of just small shows wherever we could get into. And then we started just playing on the street in Pittsburgh, a lot around kind of the Squirrel Hill area. So, and that was like it. The audience responded to it really well, just because I think it was so energetic.
It's a great tune. So I want to get to know you and your brother, although some of the questions will have a little bit in common, I suspect. But can you tell me where you grew up and then for you at least, how you started playing saxophone?
Yeah. Yeah. So our stories are kind of similar and they definitely overlap, my brother and I, when it comes to that. But we both, we grew up in Lower Borough, that kind of area, 30 minutes outside the city.
Sure, we know that. Did you go to New Kent or your high school?
We went to Borough High School, and that's, I'd been playing with my brother, like, forever. Anyway, I started playing sax in fourth grade, and Mason started when I started, so he got a little bit of a advantage starting in second grade.
How far apart are you guys in age?
Yeah, just 2 years.
2 years.
People mistake us for twins sometimes. I think it's the hair.
And I wouldn't normally ask you this, but you're both pretty young. Are you like 20-something?
Yeah, I'm 21, and Mason is 19.
Okay. And you play those horns like you've been playing all your life. How did you learn? Did you take lessons?
Well, we'd been listening to jazz basically our whole lives. Our dad, who's actually in the room right now, even though he's not talking, he loved Charlie Parker and all this like awesome like bebop jazz. And so we grew up listening to that. He's also a sax player, and I think through that we just kind of picked up the sax. He started us off on the basics.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Did he introduce you to Richie Cole or take you out to see Richie? Maybe, I don't know, maybe not.
Not Richie Cole, but yeah, I know Richie Cole.
Richie, unfortunately, passed away within the last 2 years, but he was living in Pittsburgh, a jazz legend. Well, you really clearly enjoy playing, and you've got an alto there, right?
Or this one's a tenor.
Oh, that's a tenor. Okay. I always have trouble telling my saxes apart. So you both have tenors, but you brought some berries here too.
Yeah, the big one.
So let's meet your brother, and then we'll meet the drummer, the non-brother. Mason, tell me a bit about yourself.
Hey, I'm Mason Sieselski. I'm Lucas's younger brother. I really like playing the saxophone. Another thing in our band that we do, which I'm also really into right now, is synthesizers. There's this awesome company called Pittsburgh Modular, which is a couple minutes outside of the city. They have a little workshop. And before COVID, you could go in and tour, and they would have these synthesizers just all laid out, and you could like set up an appointment and play on them. And I have a lot of their synthesizers at home, and in our big like non-acoustic shows, we use all of them for like backing stuff and add more like bass and...
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And they're making the synthesizers there? That's new to me. I didn't know that company. What kind of software do you use to compose?
I use MuseScore for like writing, and Ableton. Yeah.
Yeah. Ableton's a big one.
Yeah.
We have that on all of our composition computers here too. Do you have any other siblings?
No, it's just Lucas and I.
Okay. Man. You are like twins growing up.
Yeah, we're stuck with each other.
Yeah. Well, you know, my two older brothers are about as far apart as you are, and I'm 5 or 6 years younger than either of them, and they were thick as thieves growing up like you guys. I was sort of the odd guy out. But let's speaking of Odd Guy Out, Nick is not in the family.
No, I'm not.
Nick, tell me about yourself and how you started playing with these guys.
All right, I'm Nick Grabigal. I'm the drummer of the band, the guy in the corner. the guy not in the family. But it's all good, you know. They make me feel okay.
He's basically in the family.
Where did you each other enough. Also from Burrow? Or?
I'm from a little bit further away. We still went to the same high school, but I'm from like the Upper Burrow, Apollo area. So they're from Lower Burrow, and I'm from Upper Burrow. But we still went to the same high school and middle school.
We're doing some work in Burrow schools right now. SLB is in our educational programs. We're also doing work in Duquesne. And I know those two schools were kind of rivals, right? When I initially put you in Duquesne, I do apologize for that because I know the schools are
We forgive you. It's okay.
did you guys play like a marching band and stuff?
Okay. Yeah, marching band, concert band, jazz band. We did it all.
I'll bet. So when did you start playing drums?
I started playing in third grade, and it's actually kind of funny because we all started the exact same year. Mason was in second grade, I was in third grade, and Lucas was in fourth grade. And it was all at the same time. But we didn't know each other then. It was just kind of, we found out later. It's a little bit of like a coincidental thing. But I started playing in third grade.
Yeah, I can see that. And that's about the grade, even when I was growing up, I can remember really clearly that's when like you get to try out different instruments, at least in Pennsylvania. Mine was drums.
Of course.
Everybody started. Yeah, right. Everybody learned an instrument. And some people stuck with it. Some people didn't. You could even start earlier, but for whatever reason, third grade. Did you know it was drums for you?
Yeah, I think I knew before that because while I didn't have an actual kit, I was banging on pots and pans and stuff, breaking my mom's wooden spoons, denting the pans. So she's like, all right, got to save my pans. Guess we'll get them some drums.
Yeah, I did that. I got a practice pad. That's all I got. Mm. I didn't get any drums, but they knew you were going places. I was not. Well, you guys sound great. We talked off the air, and I was curious about whether you knew Leo Pellegrino, who has really brought attention to how much fun and how much you can get out of saxophone and just extend it and extend it. You guys aren't dancing like Leo, but you're really wailing out on those horns. Do you have any other inspirations or folks that you really like? You mentioned Charlie Parker before.
Yeah, I guess that's a good kind of way for me to just talk about how we started, because it started through our appreciation of musicians like that. So I guess like we knew each other, we met each other in middle school at an honors band. We were the only three who kind of got into it, and so we were like all the Burl guys. So we just were kind of forced to talk to each other that way, but I don't know. We were all pretty shy in middle school, so it was a good thing that happened. But we never really did anything together that much. We might have jammed a little bit, but then we started seeing all these videos on YouTube of Leo playing in the New York subway, and these other New York subway bands like Moonhooch is a huge influence on us, and they continue to be. And Lucky Chops, who's a great brass group that Leo was also part of.
Mm-hmm.
But I think basically we just started seeing these bands that were like really exciting and doing things that were very like anyone could appreciate their music, but it also had this deeper kind of thing where it's like, this is a really technically kind of challenging style of music, especially on just a woodwind instrument.
That's a really good way to put it, because clearly super challenging, yet also accessible.
Yeah.
You really do have to have good chops to play the way all three of you are playing, yet you somehow make it look extemporaneous and really easy as you play it. And that's hard.
I'm glad it looks easy.
Do you guys get together to play? Well, brothers. I don't know if you live together, but do you get together often to play?
Yeah, yeah. I think that was one of the greatest things that we really did when we were first starting out. We just spent a ton of time like jamming together, practicing together. And we continue to do that. But at first, all our music that we first wrote together was just written through jamming and improvising on an idea until we came up with a song. Because, you know, we didn't know any music theory, really. We didn't really know, like, how to make a song that sounded good, but we knew what sounded good. And so through that, we were able to, like, come up with that stuff.
If you're wondering what these guys look like, August 11th, at Nova Place, they will be part of our 2022 Solar Concert Series beginning at 12:15. Those concerts will be in July and August, but they'll be here on August 11th, so you can get a chance to take a look at them. I don't know if you wanted to add anything, Mason. We should probably let you guys play some more music here. You can just place his mics back in the stand. And it's so good to hear these guys today. They're called Big Blitz. The baritone saxes are coming out. So watch your woofers here. Here again, Big Blitz. We'll be right back. These guys are tight, and you guys all three of you sound really great. And they are here, although we have our expanded space now, we put them in our nice studio for good acoustics. Your ears okay, you guys? Mine are, but you sound great. What have you played in other bands? I imagine you probably have. I'm looking at Nick now as I say that.
Yeah, I mean, we've all played in other bands.
Yeah. But I guess I was thinking for you, playing with these two guys has got to be a really unique experience, right? To be in a band, it's two saxophones and drums. Is it typically this configuration?
We don't really have any other members or anything. It's always just the three of us plus the synthesizer sometimes.
You're playing really well with these two. I mean, it's one thing to get the two saxes kind of to play along with each other, but I think there's probably quite a few ways that you could, how can I put it, detract from their performance, but you're not. It's amazing the way you support them, kind of lift them up, and also move out on your own too as you're playing. And that has to have taken a while to figure out.
Yeah, we always, I don't know, I always felt, at least from the first time that we played together, it was just like, just kind of like, it worked. We all just play well together. It's just a connection, almost like unexplainable. You know, it's just one of those natural phenomena or whatever.
It's a good thing. Now, can folks hear you? We mentioned the solar concert. Are you playing out anywhere else soon, or are you ever out? You'd be a great busking group if you enjoy doing that.
Oh, yeah. We got a long history of busking pretty much since the beginning. It's actually where we came up with a lot of our songs. Like I think Lucas was saying earlier, a lot of the songs come out of just jamming together. And a lot of those jams happened on the streets. And it was just kind of like, okay, we're playing these couple songs we wrote over and over again. Let's switch it up. Let's just make something up on the spot. That's something we enjoy doing a lot. It's a real challenging thing. Sometimes it really works, and other times it's like, okay, we can kind of push that one aside. But sometimes, like that last one we did, Double Barrel, that was one that came out of a jam, not on the street, but in the studio. We had a couple extra minutes after we recorded our last set of EPs, Naturalized and Synthesized. We had an hour left or something, and he's like, "You got anything else?" And we just kind of came up with that.
That's great. If you're just joining us, Big Blitz is the name of the band. Thank you for tuning into the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on a great network of community radio stations and online services throughout the world, too. I'm going to ask you guys an off-the-wall question. I'll give you a name of a saxophonist, Roland Kirk.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but tell me your reaction to Roland Kirk.
He's great. He's super awesome.
And
I know what song we have to play.
Yeah, but make sure we can hear you.
I was just telling him. We have a song we could play next that would very much show our Roland Kirk influence.
I just had a feeling listening to you guys that you would probably dig Roland Kirk. And if you don't know Roland Kirk, as you're listening at home or in the car, among many other things, he was known for his ability to play two or three saxophones at the same time. You mentioned you liked watching, you know, videos of saxophonists. There are a lot of great videos of Roland Kirk doing his thing, and just an amazing artist. Now, you're not going to do that, are you? That would be tough.
We have a surprise then.
Oh, so. Oh my gosh.
You're in for a little treat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I might have to get the camera out here. What are you going to do?
It's a surprise.
Okay.
I'll wait then.
Okay. So you mentioned the EPs. We did link to your website, which what is it, or what's the best way to find the EPs that you have?
Yeah, you can find the EPs on basically every streaming service like Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes. But our website is www.bigblitzband.com.
Easy, bigblitzband.com. And while your music is available through all those other sources, if you want to support these fellows, I suspect obtaining it through the website is the best way to do so. And that's what I would want to do. And any gigs coming up? And if not, how can folks best learn about where to find you?
We got some gigs coming up here. Let me read off my cheat sheet.
Oh, good.
Because I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want to lead you astray. All right, so Friday, June 3rd, we're going to be at Honk Fest West in Seattle.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, June 9th to the 12th, we got Pyro Music and Arts Festival in Southington, Ohio. Yeah, that's a real cool one if you want to come out to that. It's a great, there's going to be a whole bunch of other great bands and great vendors with a whole bunch of products that they sell and stuff.
It's What's really the date on that one again?
June 9th to the 12th.
Okay, you guys are busy.
Yeah. And then July 22nd, 8 p.m., we're going to be at Deutschtown Music Festival.
Oh, wonderful.
Right here in Pittsburgh.
Excellent. So that's a busy June coming up. And I would imagine your Facebook page or website's got a complete itinerary for you as you move ahead.
Yeah, our Facebook page has a lot of like events you can check out. And you can look at www.bigblitzband.com/shows for our latest shows.
You know, Mason's good at the www thing. Do you see how fast he does that?
Yeah, that's really good. He just fired that off really fast. That was good. He's got
that's
a little
excellent.
Hidden talent over there. America's Got Talent.
We may have to get you to record all of our station IDs. You do that really fast.
our tag for our social media, too.
Oh, yeah. We're at Big Blitz Band on all social media, basically Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter.
YouTube, Twitter.
All those,
all that stuff.
It's a great name for the band. Well, let's get some more music whenever you're ready. If you're just joining us, Big Blitz Band. I did put some pictures of them up on our Facebook page, so you could see all four saxes as well as our drummer, and it's Nick, Gray McCowell, and Lucas and Mason Sosalski are the band members. And if you add up their ages, they're not old enough to retire yet, just to give you a sense of how young and spirited these guys are. Uh-oh, I do see two saxophones that look as though they're being put proximate to each other. So Roland Kirk might be perking up wherever he may be. Is he? Okay, so here again, Big Blitz. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. That was absolutely, absolutely wonderful. And I don't often do this, but I did post a little video of the two of you playing because I wanted people to be able to see you play as you did. And, you know, I thought I had lost my hearing for a minute. And look at my headphones. I was so into your playing that I unplugged my headphones. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, that was I liking that so much that they blew my ears out? But no, my headphone, as I was roaming, how long? That's hard. Yeah. And if, as you were listening, if you didn't catch it, two saxes were being played at the same time by older brother Lucas. It'll take Mason a couple years before he's ready to do that.
I don't know. He needs to get his license first, his two sax license.
Yeah. Yeah.
Certified two saxophone operator.
Did Roland Kerr, I don't know if there's other guys that do this, or is it?
Yeah, a lot of people compare it to, there was this band in the, I think it was in the 90s, and they were called Morphine. But they were like that same thing. It's funny. It's kind of a similar group to us, where I think there's only three of them, and it was just a saxophone player, a bass player, and a drummer. Yeah. And a lot of people. There's this like one like age group of people where they're like, "Have you ever heard of this band?" And 90% of the time, it's that band, Morphine.
Huh.
But we figured out that song just. We were really just kind of fooling around, and I was like, I wonder if this will work, and then I just kind of played two of them after a rehearsal. I was like, that sounds pretty cool, you know? And so then we just made a song out of it.
It sounded great. And what was that song called?
It's called Two Sax.
Two Sax.
Kind of unoriginal. I guess technically three saxes, but total. But two saxes at once.
And two saxes, couple drums. I got a question for Nick, and tell me about this well-worn cymbal here with the notch in it, and it sounds good, but I don't know that I've ever seen a cymbal with a notch in it like that.
The notch really just comes from this cymbal coming on every gig.
That's a sign of seasoning of the cymbal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got some cracks in it.
It sounds
some
good.
Chunks out of it. You know, I got hungry during the gig. This is the first thing I saw.
There's like this little trapezoidal notch, I don't know, an inch by 2 inches or so.
Yeah, I was trying to stop the crack from spreading, but it's still gone. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It sounds good. They both sound good. How heavy is a baritone sax, roughly?
It's pretty heavy.
Here's a better question. What I was getting at is you got to work at being able to hold these instruments, even though you've got straps, too.
Yeah.
It's still pretty heavy to hold, really, even a tenor, any sax, for the length of time you do, right?
Yeah, it's definitely people don't talk about this a lot or like think about it a lot, I think.
And that's why we talk about it here.
Yeah, as much on like woodwind instruments, but it can be a very physically like tiring instrument. And you'd know that for the drums because Nick's like swinging his arms around, you know, hitting off everything. And using his whole body. But I think saxophone's really like a full body instrument, really maybe other than your legs, because, you know, you're using your strength of your fingers. You're using your entire, like, core. That's like it's like a workout, you know.
It really is, and plus, not to mention the breathing that you need to master. How, I'm sure you play every day. Roughly, how long do you typically play in a day? I mean, is it hours? It must be hours.
During school. We both. I'll let Mason take over.
Yeah, you can both, just as long as you're both close to it.
Yeah, I know. Like with summer, we've kind of been like relaxed a little bit. We're still playing, but it's like, you know, I have to do like scale exercises for college, so I have to go on that for like a couple hours. But when we were in school, it was, I know, like for, it, we're kind of, because we're woodwinds, it's like a bit less strenuous than like if you were playing a trumpet. Because when you play a trumpet for too long, you just like really tired really quick. But when you have a woodwind or like a reed, you can go for longer. But then that can mean like you can, if you are working like really hard for a long amount of time, maybe it'll be like 6 or 8 hours of just like solid playing.
Well, sure. And if you're trying to innovate and create new music, like you are, you really got to work at it. So you're in school for music now?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Nick and I are at Youngstown State University. Lucas just graduated.
Congratulations.
Yeah. We're all jazz performance majors. Mm-hmm.
That's excellent. How did you like the experience there?
It's been great so far.
What a horrible question to ask without knowing the answer first. I'm assuming you must have, all three of you were there.
Yeah, and we're still enrolled. So
excellent.
They must be doing something right.
Are you living over there? You must, or I mean, you could commute, but I assume you're living up there.
Yeah, Lucas, you have an apartment still.
Yeah.
Nick and I are going to move into a double apartment next year. Beginning of next semester.
Yeah, Ricky and I have family in Poland and Canfield, we know Youngstown State really well. It's a great school, and they're lucky to have you there. How has it been? Like, you arrived there as all three of you as really seasoned musicians. What was their reaction to what you're doing?
I think one of the like best parts of Youngstown State, and like the reason why, like I guess I was kind of the original kind of college explorer that went out and found the school.
Everybody's,
and I was
kind of like, hey, following Lucas.
He's
the pioneer.
Everyone looked around, but Mason and Nick both looked around. But I was kind of like, guys, you got to come here. But it's just the professors there are very open-minded about new kinds of music and very supportive of stuff that they might not personally like be used to. Like our saxophone professor, Dr. Umble, he's like the best, like the guy. He's just very like supportive and so nice, and like he'll help you with things that he shouldn't even, like it's not in his job the description, but he still helps you with them, you know. But he's like a classical saxophone player, and he's been his whole life, and he's just starting to check out, I think, some jazz stuff. And so like coming in, I kind of didn't know how that would work, because, you know, like stereotypical classical musician kind of thing, if they go to a rock concert, they might be like, oh, I don't really like this, you know. But no, he's been supportive the whole way. He's helped us. We've got to come in and do some almost like a clinic kind of thing about improv and creating your own music. And the jazz professor, Dr. Kent Engelhart, has also been immensely supportive of what we do and in helping us to grow.
What about you, Nick? You studying percussion there or drums?
Yes.
And what's it been like?
It's been great. It's been great. Dr. Glenn Shaft is who I'm studying with. He's, you know, definitely kicking my chops into shape. You know, I notice a tremendous difference in my playing since I've arrived there and studied with him for 2 years now, and also with Dr. Kent Engelhardt, like Lucas was saying, studying with all these professors and Dr. Dave Morgan as well, all these professors at Youngstown, you know, they really got a good thing going there. All of us have changed so much for the better.
It's great, there. And you'll, if you're not already, are going to be learning so much by sitting in with other people and getting a chance to kind of learn the language of jazz, for lack of a better word. Not that you don't already know it, but most of my friends who are musicians talk to me about this, you know, seasoning. I use that word again, but that you can only really get by gigging and playing with other musicians.
Yeah, that's the other wonderful thing about Youngstown State. There's, you know, there's a lot of opportunities there for performance and for playing around with different groups, and even outside of the actual curriculum, there's a lot of other great musicians there, students who have their own groups, and sometimes you sit on you sit in on a jam session with them, and it's just everybody playing together, learning together. Maybe some musicians, like upperclassmen, more seasoned, like you said, you know, teaching the younger guys, giving them some chances for experience, which is great.
Yeah. Are you all performance majors, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't want to jump the conclusions, but I just can't imagine otherwise. This is Big Blitz, and you can learn more about them at bigblitzband.com, right? Oh, let's have Mason. Could you give it to us? It's http://.
www.bigblitzband.com.
He's really good at
triple
W's.
It's so clean.
You know, maybe he's missing his mark. You should be a vocalist. I wish I could think of more you know, natural contexts for the triple W. You know, so many people would be W. He just, it's perfect.
He just wasted so much time just saying it real slow like that. He's quick and done, and
I know.
And it's golden. You know, you can get on your way.
Speaking of time, we have about 7 minutes of radio time, which might be one song, might be two. It depends on what you choose. I wish we had even more time. What would you like to do next? Do you think this is going to consume that time?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'll do is as you're getting ready, I'm going to thank our other guests from today, and Big Blitz will play us out. And don't forget, they'll be here as part of our solar concert in August. More details to come as we get closer to that. Here they are again. Get ready to wake up if you're still half asleep. I hope you're not at this point. Here is Big Blitz. We'll be right back. Big Blitz. That was amazing. Thank you, guys. And I hope we'll see you again in August, but I hope we see you again